Every time we come into those parashiyot in the beginning of the Chumash, I'm always fascinated. And I'm fascinated by the happenings and by how we interpret those things. We all know the Dor HaMabul, the parsha that we just read last week, Parshas Noach. They violated everything possible. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shfichas Damim, all the worst things that they have done. And yet when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noach that he's going to destroy the land, he says, Kimala Haaretz Hamas, because the land is full of robbery. And the Rashi there in the Gemara says, Lo nechtam dinon ela lagezel. The reason that they finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, decided to destroy the world was because of gezel. Now, we could assume that gezel may mean an armed robbery, that, you know, there were mafia kind of things or gangs all day long. So there's a Yerushalmi, and it's brought in the Rashi. The Yerushalmi says that the gezel that Dor HaMabul did was pochois mishove pruto. They made, those were anoshim, probably they were Talmidei Chachomim, and they decided that they want to rob someone, but to rob him in a way that they cannot take them to court. The halacha is that if there's a dispute of less than a pruto, you can go to court, and court will say, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. It's not worth it enough for us to bother with it. The problem is that if you have 1,000 people and each one of them takes less than a pruto, then you're clean, okay? And there's nothing you can do. So the Gemara describes that somebody used to go with a sack on his shoulder, on his back, and the sack was full of weeds or whatever have you, and as he was crossing, everybody took one. By the time he came to the other side, the sack was empty, and there's nothing he could have done. That's the chomos. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I cannot take it anymore, we have to restart the world. Not because of the adultery, not because of the Avodah Zarah, not because of the killing. And the Gemara described they have done everything to the extreme. All of those HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I can tolerate, but this I can no longer tolerate. And it always bothered me, what is so bad about it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's time to destroy everything and restart? So up until now, I told to myself always, you know, when people, the way of Shulchan Aruch, when people use the Shulchan Aruch in a corrupt way, in a warped way, that's the worst thing. If they stole less than a Shoveh Puto, that means they knew the Aloha, they knew that somebody can take him to court, and they use the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, they're nice guys, nobody can take them to court, and court never said anything bad about them. So they could sit in shul in the Mizrach, be the president of the shul, and still commit crimes that are, unfortunately, you cannot prosecute for them. This, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is enough. That up until now, that's what I thought to myself, but I think that I've discovered some other interesting reasons why this has to take such a high priority. And I will probably go through today through many of the Kliokos. Kliokos is one of the Mefarshim on the Chumash, but he has a consistent way of looking at things, very interesting. And the Kliokos on the first Pasuk in the Chumash, there is a very famous Rashi, Omar Rav Yitzchok, the Torah should have started only from Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim in Chumash Shvot, the mitzvah of Pesach. Why? The Torah is a book of mitzvahs. And the first mitzvah in the Torah is Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Why is this that the Torah writes all of Bereshis till Shmois, whatever it is, that come to the first mitzvah? There's a lot of things we need to understand. And by the way, if you look at the Siftei Chachomim say that he could not find that Rav Yitzchok in the Medrash. And he thinks that this Rav Yitzchok is Rashi's father. Rashi wanted to give his father the kovet to honor his father. Rashi name is Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, which means Rav Shlomo, the son of Yitzchak. So he, Omar Rabitzchok, is really not one of the Tanoim, but it's Rashi's father. But Rabitzchok is saying that why is the Torah telling us all the story? Because the Goyim will come and say, you stole Eretz Yisrael from us. You conquered it, it's not yours. We all know it's true today, right? Ask UNESCO, okay? We not belong in there, okay? So the Goyim will come and say, you stole Eretz Yisrael from us. So the Torah starts with Bereshis Borei Elokim Es HaShomayim VeSoretz to tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master and the owner of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gave it to us. I want you to know that I was in Eretz Yisrael at Sukkos, and I sat with a very close friend of mine who is dying in the Beis Din HaGadol today in Eretz Yisrael, and we spoke about this Rashi. And he looked at me and he says, Yitzchok, he says, what kind of an answer is this to the Goy? You're talking about a Goy that doesn't know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, or knows him very shallowly, or refuse to recognize his greatness, and you're going to tell the Goy, I'm not a robber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. And he'll look at you with a face and say, really? Really? Who's he? What kind of an answer is it to the Goy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us? We will explain it in a minute, but beforehand, he told me something that I think is a lesson for life. He said, this is not to convince the Goyim that we belong in Eretz Yisrael. This is to convince us. You will never be able to convince someone else unless you are thoroughly convinced of what the answer is. So what we are saying is to ourselves, Eretz Yisrael belongs to us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world and he has the right to give it to us. If you go and understand it, fine. If you don't understand, it's fine too. Okay? But it's really an answer for us rather than for them. So, the Kli Yakov comes and gives us an answer that I think shed lights on a lot of things in the Torah. I want to read a few of the lines of the Kli Yakov and then I'll explain them. He says that if the Goyim will come and say that we stole Eretz Yisrael, we committed a robbery of Eretz Yisrael, okay, that will cause lefi shedovar zeh, this kind of a view of what we have done, gorem kfira beikol, ki yoimru leis din veleis dayan vekol dalim gvar. He said, by the Goyim saying that we robbed Eretz Yisrael from them, what they're going to say, there is really no Ribbono Shel Olam. You telling us that there is this power up there, the master of the world, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can steal, you can rob, you can do whatever you want, and he doesn't do anything? What kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu you have? He doesn't exist. So the fact that we can, as a nation, commit a robbery, and there's with no fear, is almost a counter to our claim that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Because if there is, how come he lets us do it? He says, this is really what's so bad about cheating and robbing and do whatever it is, okay? Ki mitam zeh, because of this, lo nechtam gzar dinam shel dor ha-mabul, ki im ba'avur ha-gezel. Says that the Yoko, you know why Dor HaMabul was destroyed because of robbery and not because of anything? Because the act of robbery is an act of denying the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you tell yourself, I can do whatever I want, I can commit the worst atrocities in the world, monetarily if you want, nothing is going to happen to me. By saying nothing is going to happen to me, you are basically denying the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is the dying of the world. And then he says the following, Ki ma shechet ze gadol mizulato, the reason that the act of theft and robbery is considered to be worse than other sins, eino ba'avur etzem achet. It's not by the act itself of the robbery that is so much worse than others. Kim ba'avur hara'a hanimshechet mimenu she'achote begezel lo yasim asham benafsho. What this act means, not the act itself. And the ech basically means, and he says, en pesha, ki en elokim shoftim ba'aretz. There's no ribono shel olam. And therefore I can do whatever I want. Ve'al ken hu chaver le'ish mashchit. And that's the Dor HaMabul. Okay? Says the Kli Yoko, ulefi shemeniat hagezel, avoiding robbery, hu yesod lechol ha'emuna, it's the basis for our entire religion. Listen to this. Avoiding robbery is the basis for our religion, because robbery basically is contradicting the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His judgment. Al ken ikdimo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, I created the world, you didn't commit robbery. Not only this, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first mitzvah that he's saying, okay, he says, Mishchu ukhu lochem. You have to buy your own sheep for Korban Pesach. The Gemara says the word lachem means velo min hagazul. Not something, don't bring a sheep that it's stolen. Says the Kli Yoko, that's the reason why in the first mitzvah in the Torah is right off the bat is telling you, mishchu ukhu lachem, robbery cannot be. Theft is nothing that you can bring korbanos with, because theft is the antithesis to the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here and He is with us every minute of every day. An unbelievable view that, you know, unfortunately, the Chofetz Chaim is asking a question. Chofetz Chaim is asking, the Torah is full of warning us against adultery. It's so irrelevant today, as the Chofetz Chaim. Who's worshipping idols today? We don't even have the desire to do it. Why is it that the Torah is replete with so many times warning us against adultery, against idol worshipping? Says the Chofetz Chaim, and I'm reading you the translation from the English book. To my chagrin, almost every Jew is liable to stumble at any moment upon the severe prohibition of idolatry. If you will ask me how... I'm sorry? Idolatry, yeah. If you will ask me how could that be, I will explain it to you. This is the translation of the Chofetz Chaim. A person owns a supermarket, and every day he receives shipments of fresh fish. Sometimes he has fish left from the previous day. What does the average store owner do? He places yesterday's fish on top of the pile so that it will be sold first. The fish that he has from yesterday is no longer fresh, and he really should sell it at a lower price. However, the storekeeper sells it as if it is fresh, and he sells it at the full price. This happened because the storekeeper thinks that if he will sell the fish for less, his livelihood will not be forthcoming. Says the Chofetz Chaim, was it not the Kodesh Baruch Hu who left him this fish from yesterday? Did not Hashem affix exactly what would be his income on that day? Everything is from his hand, and is decided from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Apparently the storekeeper does not think so, and he hopes that Hashem will not know his doings. This is a thought of absolute idolatry. And he goes on. Can you imagine this? Chofetz Chaim says that we are, unfortunately, because of violating some very simple, and I'm not talking about, again, armed robbery, but because we violate some basic things that shows the lack of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the avodas ilulim that the Torah warned us about. The Gemara is saying that the first question or the second question, it depends. It appears in the Gemara in different places, and they exchange the first or two questions that the person is going to be asked when he comes to Beis Din Shel Mala. Remember, after 120 years, you've done thousands, tens of thousands of mitzvahs every day, all day. What are the first two questions that the person is going to ask? Not did you keep Shabbos, not did you learn, not did you daven, not did you go to the mikveh. No. The first two questions that a person is going to be asked is, Nasata v'natata be'emunah, were you business dealing, honest? Or were you dealings? Not everybody does business. Were you dealings in honest, honestly? Question number one. And question number two, Kavata itim la Torah. Did you set up times every day, exact times, to learn? Those are the two questions. We're not asking him, did you learn all day? We're not asking him, did you learn all night? We're just asking somebody, did you set up an hour, but a fixed exact time every day, so you learn this hour? And there's a lot to talk about each one of those two questions. But look at this. We are asking somebody, Nasata v'natata be'emunah. Says the Oruch HaShulchan. What does it mean, Nasata v'natata be'emunah? The intent is not just that a person should not steal, rob, or falsify his weights and measures. These things are not included in this precept, for one who does any of these things is actually an evil person. It is forbidden to steal, rob, or commit fraud, whether to a Jew or to a non-Jew. This is all from Oruch HaShulchan, as the Ramban wrote in the first chapter. Okay? So what is the question that we're asking? Rather, the intention in that is the individual yes and no should be absolute. When he says that his merchandise cost him a certain amount, or that it is good quality material, he should not lie by one iota. He should negotiate honestly, speak pleasurably, and so on. This is the first question we are asked after 120 years of toiling in Yiddishkeit. The first question that we're going to be, but Beis Din will give us the first test. Were you dealing honestly? When you said something, did you mean it? Did you live up to it or not? That was the reason, says the Kli Yoko, that the Torah writes us the entire Chumash Bereishit to tell us that our right to Eretz Yisrael is not done because we are robbers, not because we are thieves, but because it was given to us, it was given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, that given to us was a conditional giving. When we go and look at all the reasons that we were expelled from Eretz Yisrael, you'll see that the reasons are, again, have nothing to do with idol worshipping. It has to do, the Churban Bayis Sheni at least, okay, has to do with being crooks. Yirmiyahu, I'm going to read it. I made a copy of the English translation, so I wouldn't have to read it in Hebrew and try my own translation. Yirmiyahu is saying, then I would forsake my people and leave them, for they are all adulterers, a band of traitors. Now, this is fine. Now look at the rest of the psukim. They draw their tongue, but their bows is falsehood. Let each man be aware of his fellow. Do not trust any kin, for every kinsman acts perversely, and every acquaintance mongers slander. Each man mocks his fellow, and they do not speak truth. They train their tongue to speak falsehood. Train their tongue. Okay? I want you to know that people, if you know some people that have a hard time lying, they have physically inability to lie. They just cannot say it. Okay? I just read a big discovery. Actually, it was in one of the online. Some research in England said, they look at the big discovery, that when people lie, their brain get used to lies, and then it's no longer a problem. So even in the beginning, they know that what they're saying, they are lying, and they're lying because they were given some incentives to lie. Once they get used to it, they'll do it even without any incentives. Limdu leshoinam daber sheker. They trained their tongues to speak falsehood. That's what the Navi Yirmiyahu says. And therefore he says, I'm going to expel you from Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael was given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael is given to us, not by robbery, but we deserve it. But it also a condition that if we will not live up to the standards that we expected to live, Eretz Yisrael will expel us. And we need to understand, well, what does it mean? Can America expel someone? What does it mean that the land? We know there's a concept called Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is holy, okay? But the lashon that the Navi is using, Vatakia Aretz Etchem, the land vomited you, expelled you. What does it mean that the land expels someone? What is the unique thing about Eretz Yisrael? So we can understand it. It's Kodesh, the entire Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha, and Kedusha doesn't tolerate anything. I stumbled last week on another Kliyoko that really made things, for me at least, clearer than I have it up until now, and I want to share it with you. Says the Kliyoko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu Ve'eschah legoy gadol Ve'heye brocho Ve'avarecho ve'agadla shmecha ve'heye brocho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu, you'll become a big nation and I will make your name big and I'll make you very rich. That lech lecho me'artzecho me'molatecho me'beis avicho. Just as a side note, I mean, can you imagine? The Gemara says that one of the Asor Nisyonis, Shenisnaso Avraham Avinu, one of the 10 tests that Avraham Avinu had, one of them is the Akedah. Huge test, right? The second one says, or one of them, the Gemara says, is Lech Lecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, leave everything you have, Ma'artzecho, Mimoladecho, Mibet Avicho, every one of them has a certain meaning. Go someplace else. But I promise you, Eschole goy godol, I will make you to a big nation. Avarchom evarchecho, whoever is close to you, I'll bless him. And veheye brocho, and I'll make you rich. Is this such a big nisoyen? If somebody goes to you today and tells you, and that someone is not someone, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or a big rebbe, will come and tell you, move from Chicago. Where? I don't know yet. Just get out of Chicago, but I promise you this and this and this will happen. Those are not bad things. Those are really not bad things. It's still a nisoyen. It's still considered to be one of the 10 tests that Avraham Avinu withstood, okay, in Emuna. And the answer is, he's Emuna. The fact that if you believe that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell you will happen, then it's not such a big nisoyen. But, you know, the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time was not what we know today. Okay? And if somebody will come to you who you don't think can deliver, will tell you, go out of Chicago and I'll do this and this and this, he'll say, look at him and say, yeah, what else? Avraham Avinu believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can deliver, that was a big nisoyen in Emuna. Okay? Says the Kliyoko, Ukeneged ma'amar lech lecho, La'atzmutcho, for your own good. Veheye bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham that he will be a bracha. What does it mean? Ata tiye makor ha-brachot. You will be the source of all blessing, of all the brachas. How? Al yedei shetidbak b'makom ha-kadosh ahu, asher mimenu yotze ha-shefa lekol ha-olam, vehu makor ha-brachot. You hear this? Avraham Avinu, I'll give you, you will be the source of blessing because you will be in the place where is the source where I bring down all the blessings, the physical blessings to this world. And that is the place called Eretz Yisrael. Ki meimea brachot min ha-migdash yotzim. The place of the Beis HaMikdash is the source that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring down all the brachas. Ve'al yedei drishat ha-aretz ha-kdosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doiresh es kol ha'arotzis. All the blessings that we have in the world is coming through Eretz Yisrael. Nimtza she'al yedei shetidbak b'makom shehu mekor ha'brachot, if you will be close to the place, which is the source of all the blessing, Tiyeh Gamata Makol Lekol Brachot. You will also be the source for all the blessing, and everybody will be blessed by you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, I have a pipeline. I have a pipeline through which I'm bringing brachas to the world. And that pipeline is called Eretz Yisrael and Makom HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, you go there and you will be the source of all the brachas. Saying the Mefarshim that that pipeline, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes Ushmoy Emes, the entire pipeline is based on a still which is called truth. That's the pipeline. The manufacturer of this still that brings down all the brachas is somebody who is called Emes, truth. And when that truth is being violated, there's no more pipeline. Mi yale behar Hashem umi yokum bimkom kotzoi. There's two things here. Mi yale behar Hashem, who will climb to the mountain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umi yokum bimkom kotzoi. You know, the climbing is one thing, but then staying there, it's another thing. Okay? What's the Pasuk saying us the first thing? Neki kapayim. Somebody whose hands are clean. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tolerates. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. And that's why Eretz Yisrael cannot hold us. And that's why Yirmiyahu is complaining about the reasons for the Chum. It just didn't happen. And when it's happening to the degree that it happened, in the Dor HaMabul HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I'm going to destroy everything. In the Chum Ba'isheni HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't, Eretz Yisrael can't have you anymore. An interesting Kliyoko that explains what is the correlation between a Mabul and Gezel. That's so much Kliyoko, so typical of the Kliyoko. Says the Kliyoko the following. Actually, I will give you beforehand an analogy that every time that I read this Kliyoko, I have this analogy in front of me. That Bnei Menachem, the Gera Rebbe, was at the previous Gera Rebbe, was asked one time, how come that so many young people get afflicted with cancer? And what should we do as a society, as a group, to try to minimize it? So you would expect him to say, well, let's put the healing, let's start davening. He says, I'll tell you what we have to do. He says, we have to have Ein Tova. Ein Tova means good eye. We have to forgive each other. We have to be happy with each other's success and really be feel bad for each for people's failure. What is this connected to cancer? He said, what's the nature of the cancer cell? It's something that wants to overtake everything around him. And it takes them over and doesn't let them live. Okay? He says, that's what the nature of the cancer cell. So what we have to do is something which is the exact opposite of it. Have a good eye. Forgive. Give it to people. I just thought that the analogy, when I read this Kliyoko, he's saying something really interesting. He said, you know what's, and I don't know if it's physically the reality is like this or not, but he says, you know what's the difference between a Gishmei Brocho and a Gishmei Klolo? He says, Gishmei Brocho, every drop goes on its own route. When it's a flood, when it's a Mabul, he says, they all go into each other. He says, the Gishmei Brocho, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring them down, he bring them down in such a way that every drop has its own place, has its own purpose, and it's intended to help things grow. That's why it's called Gishmei Brocho. When it's a flood, it's a mess. They're all running to each other. They're all just, there's no path, there's no direction. They just fall. He said, that's what the Mabul was. The Mabul was, you're Gazloni, you're going to rob each other, you're not going to allow each one their own space and their own things. That's what I'm going to do by bringing down the Mabul. An interesting analogy of a Mido Keneged Mido, okay? Your behavior is such, that's what I'm going to bring. And he brings psukim, by the way. I'm not going to go to all of this. He brings psukim to basically show us that the Gishmei Brocha and the Gishmei Klolo, that's the difference between them. Okay. When Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer to look for a wife for Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu is telling Eliezer, don't take a woman from Bnois Knani. And Eliezer is saying, I'm going to give this lady a test, and we all know what the test, the woman that I'll ask to give me water, and she said, I'm going to give you and your camels, she's the right woman. Says the Kliyoko the following words. Samach parasha zo le parashat Efron Achiti, the parasha of the Shidduch of Yitzchok is close to the parasha of Avraham buying the plot for Soro, Chaye Soro, for a reason. Ki gam hu haya mizera Knan. Efron, that sold the Maharat HaMachpelah to Avraham, was also a descendant of Knan. Shenemar, veKnan yalad et Sidon Bechoro, ואת חט. And Knan was from חט. ואפרון היה רע עין. אפרון had a bad eye. על כן ציווה להרחיק הכנענים שהם בעלי עין הרע. עד כאן, it's a simple sentence of the Kliyokor. But then comes the Kliyokor and puts down a sentence that is living for me for years. And he says the following. כי הכסף יענה ויעיד על הכל. How a person treats money is a testimony on everything of this person. Ki ad vekol adam nikar bekiso im zach veyashar polo. Everybody, by testing his pocket, how he deal with money, you can test if he is an honest and a straight person. Ki en lecha metzaref vekura b'china la adam, there is nothing. Listen to this. There is nothing that can test a human being. Ki ima kesef ve'azahav. Ki arotze, listen. Ki arotze letzaref adam ulebochano. If you really want to look at a person and test him and see what kind of a person he is, yelech el hakesef ve'ire matibo. Go to his business dealing and see how he does it. ילך לזהב ויראה איך האדם מתנהג בו. Go to the gold. What is this? כי אם יעמוד בצדקתו בעסק ממון, if this guy is honest when it comes to business dealing, בכל תושייה יתגלה. You can know that this person is complete. He is terrific. כי שלם הוא. He is a complete person. Can you imagine this? We're not testing him on how long he dawns. We're not testing him on how many pages he knows. We're not testing him on how nice the esrog and the lulav is. We're testing him on one thing. His business dealings. And that is the ultimate test. The ultimate test for a human being. That's what Yitzchak was looking for. Yitzchak was looking for this ultimate test. And I'll finish. Naturally, I have a lot more that I wanted to say, but I'll finish with an interesting two. This is the beginning of Hilchos Dayanim, the laws of judges. Says the two the following. וזהו כוונת רבותינו דת סעיף ב' באומרם כל אדם דין לעמיתו כאילו נעשה שותף לקדוש ברוך הוא. Here, every judge who adjudicates the issues in front of him, the way it should be adjudicated, he's the partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation. In Maaseh Bereishis, in the creation. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara olam liyot kayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for it continue to exist. Ve'areshoim shegozlim vechomsim machrivim oto b'maaseh. And the people who rob and lie and do whatever it is, they are destroying the world. okay? כמו שמצינו בדו המבול, שלא נחתם דינם אלא על הגזל. We already spoke about it, right? וכתיב, says the two, and therefore נמצא שהדיין המשבר זרועות רמות הרשעים, the dayan who doesn't allow the rishayim to do what they want to do, ומחזיר טרף לבעליו, he returns whatever was robbed to the original owner, מקיים העולם וגורם להשלים רצון הבורא יתברך שמו. He is helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu to really continue the creation that he did in the beginning. והרי כאילו נעשה שותף לקדוש ברוך הוא, then continues the tour, ולא יחובו ירושלים, ולא יגולו ישראל על שביטלו המשפט. Not just the world is saved, but Eretz Yisrael, the entire Golos was only on this. Not only that it was destroyed because lack of Mishpat, ובמשפט עתידו להיפודס. The future building is also depends on doing the right things. שנאמר במציון במשפט תיפודה. והוא מקרב הגאולה. It will also bring closer the Mashiach. שנאמר שימו במשפט ועשו צדוקו כי קרויבו ישועו סילבוי. If we will keep justice, if we will do the right things, we will be מקרב the גאולה. So, we deal with each other on an everyday basis. You saw the examples that the Chofetz Chaim bring of what is considered to be committed idolatry. Okay? We really have to be careful. We have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the entire Chumash Bereshit to let the whole world know how important it is to do things right and to deal honestly with each other.